Joining me in the studio now, a very special guest, Zan Hamilton, who's here to tell us about the Waiheke Cycling Festival, which is coming up at the end of this month or the beginning, sorry, at the end of next month or the beginning of November. I think it's on the first couple of days of November.
It's the first, second and third.
First, second and third. So welcome to Waiheke Radio, Zan, and thank you so much for giving up some of your Saturday morning to come and talk to us. Cycling on Waiheke, eh? It's a thing. We have this festival. It's a three-day festival coming up on the first 3 days of November. Why?
Cycling is fun.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons. And we're giving, we're offering a lot of different opportunities for people to come and have fun on bikes.
Yeah. So this is for locals and visitors?
It's for locals and for visitors, for people who are not from New Zealand coming to Waiheke, hopefully for 3 days, for people from Auckland and farther abroad, and most definitely for Waiheans.
Yeah. And what? How does it work? Well, are we all going to cycle the island together? Is that the point? Or is it...
Don't. That would be so amazing. Unfortunately, yeah, That's not happening. But the fortunate thing is that there are awesome things that are happening. Mm-hmm. On the Friday is mainly a kids event.
And that's November the 1st?
It's November the 1st.
Yeah.
And at 5 o'clock, people are going to gather at Blackpool, at the Blackpool Hall, the reserve, and then cycle along the Esplanade to Surfdale Hall, and it's a Spooks and Spokes themed
day. Because this is Halloween, isn't it?
Well, Halloween is the 31st, so it's, yeah, Dia los Muertos.
Uh-huh, Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
And we're combining Halloween festivities with Dia de los Muertos, because they are combined,
yeah,
way back. I mean, Dia de los Muertos is 2 days in Mexico, and I'm not sure that we've got many Mexicans on Waiheke, but it's an amazing day. And Anne Simone, who has organized the Halloween festivities in previous years, is joining us, and we're going to have kind of spooks along the way in the Esplanade. And then at Surfdale, there'll be different Halloween engagements and food trucks and
storytelling.
And, yeah, and Tanya Badd is going to be there, of course. She's amazing. We're going to have a movie after.
Nice.
The Dia los Muertos themed movie, Cora.
Yeah.
And that is courtesy of Waiheke Cinema,
yeah,
and Matthias. So it's going to be a super fun day.
And so bring your bike, but also bring your nerves, because along the Esplanade there, you're going to be surprised by some Halloween horrors.
Yes. Well, there'll be a surprise back, because everybody should also be dressed in costume.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll be able to fend them away like garlic to a vampire.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Make sure that your robes don't hang down into your chain, though. I just think bikes and costumes.
Yeah, well, we can biking appropriate costumes.
Yes, exactly.
And there'll be face painting, yeah, actually at Blackpool.
Spooks with spokes.
Spooks and spokes.
Nice.
And walking folks. I have to put that in there too.
That's right.
And walking folks.
Spooks and spokes and walking folks.
Yeah, we want people to walk it as well.
As well.
Yeah.
So
get out.
Yeah, and a fun evening. Combining cycling and Halloween, but then two more days.
Yeah, on the next day, Saturday, the 2nd of November, that we're going to have a high tea at...
very posh.
Yeah, at the Sustainability Center.
Nice.
Kathy Voiles is going to be making high tea for us. She's the Kai Conscious leader on
Indeed,
the island.
She is.
She's amazing. Lots of amazing people involved in this. The Red Shed is going to have a bicycle-themed art exhibit on the day, and so people are going to be encouraged to cycle to different places on Waiheke and stopping along the way. I'm trying to tee up a couple of other places for people to stop with offers for cyclists.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night we're going to show a movie also called Motherload at the cinema, about a woman realizing that driving everywhere kind of sucks. And if you can manage it to bring your kids on a bike to get everywhere is actually fun and engages in the environment around you, and offers kids a really good opportunity to be on a bike as well.
Indeed.
Yep.
So that's the Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, lots of things on the Saturday. Mm. I hope I'm not forgetting anything, but I probably am.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's still a month away, so watch Facebook, folks, for the event as it grows. And then the last day, the Sunday?
The Sunday is the off-road Sunday at Onatangi Sports Park. We're going to have food trucks and mountain bike riding. At the Rangahoa mountain bike, the tracks, and the Waiheke Mountain Bike Club is engaged. Mm-hmm. And they'll be leading some bike, some rides, and Amelia is going to be leading a women's skills clinic. And there'll be food trucks there as well, and it's going to be 11 to 4, maybe 11 to 3, we'll see. Yeah, that'll be great too. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we hope to engage so many people in so many different ways in cycling.
It's a really varied sort of concept, isn't it? So, but can I ask you, cycling, it's a technology that goes back to about 1800 or something, and it's still super popular. What is it about the bicycle that's just so fantastic?
I love biking. I can say why it's fantastic for me, because it's fun. I love being able to just jump on my bike and go anywhere. And I oftentimes am able to go as quickly or almost as quickly as cars in Waiheke or through the city. And I can experience outside. I experience the smells. I experience sounds. And I feel more alive when I bike.
Yeah,
so and I know that I don't have any emissions coming out of the tailpipe of the bicycle.
So that's a big part of it for you.
Well, it's part of it, definitely. I mean, it all is. I love to feel healthy. I choose to not have an e-bike, so I get a lot of my exercise every day when I'm on a bike. Emissions are a huge part of it. It's all part and parcel.
Yeah, for sure. And just before we came on air, Zan and I were talking about Mike, the old English courier dude who used to take his bike over to Auckland from the island every day to do his cycle job in town. Mike was such a bicycle lover that somebody, and I think, forgive me if I got it wrong, but I think it was a local filmmaker, Scott Ewing, who made this movie, but I could be wrong. But it was called The God Machine, because that was how elevated and sort of connected to nature Mike felt when he was riding. And I get a sense from you that it is that sort of connection to nature that we're talking about. The connection to nature in Waiheke is absolutely fabulous. It's kind of why we live here, isn't it? But how's cycling on the island?
Cycling on the island could be safer.
Yeah, so we have quite a few kids who would like to cycle but don't, and I just see these comments on Facebook. It's not that I have any data on this, but there are people who would prefer it to be safer so they could let their kids ride to school. How do we achieve that?
There are a few ways that we can achieve that. I think people's perception of cycling there's so many perceptions of cyclists and cycling, but we all really just want to get somewhere and have a good time doing it, and for some reason choose to do it instead of getting into our car. And I think that people, if people drive more slowly and appreciate that cyclists are people, if we had bike lanes on Waiheke, that just demarcate where cyclists should be and demarcate where drivers should not be, then everybody would know where they are. So if we had those things, it would immediately make it safer for kids to be on bikes.
Mm. There's like, I think, three bike lanes out there. There's one on Tangi Strait as well. There's a sort of a bike lane to the wharf. There's a sort of a bike. Yeah, well, okay, I get it if you don't feel that's a proper bike.
No, no,
bike
no.
Lane,
you mean on the way to Matiatia?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't say that too loudly, because Auckland Transport doesn't look at that as a cycle lane, because a cycle lane is actually defined as a certain amount of space.
Yeah, right.
We all use that as a cycle lane.
Yeah.
But
there was a big sign up there saying give room to bikes.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well, yeah, true.
Okay. But so there are some, I guess, and the Onatangi Strait.
And I think they work. Where they are, they really work, and people understand that that's where cyclists are, and cyclists know that they should be there, and they're a good thing to have. I mean,
I think that the more we visually integrate transport modes, the slower cars will have to go. I mean, that, I guess that's the theory around the shared spaces in Auckland too, although I don't find them very slow through there at all. Actually, I think the shared spaces in Auckland are a complete failure. They might have upped the retail take, but really, they've just created roads without footpaths, in my view. But anyway,
I think they're a source of great confusion.
Yeah, they are a source of great confusion, and they would only take one sign that says vehicles at walking pace, but I understand the transport philosophy is not to give drivers an indication so that they feel less confident and they slow down. Well, I haven't seen that. And I think that's similar to the issue we have on Waiheke. Mm. How do we get cars to slow down here?
People will always want to go fast. I'm not sure how to get, you know, I've been involved in placemaking activities for years where we actually had city condoned street painting and lots of visual things on streets that were supposed to be speed reducing activities, but those didn't really work.
No, they're
so
trying
much.
It in Auckland too. With
they look really cool and they're really great community building. I mean, there's something to be said for it, but I'm not sure if they succeed in speed reduction. You know, there's chicanes, there's speed bumps. I mean, I think ultimately there needs to be an understanding that just because you're in a car, you don't have to go fast. I think it's a shift that needs to happen. Like,
just because you're in a car, you don't get priority.
Right. Well,
that's the philosophical
Absolutely.
Shift I think we need to make.
Yeah. I mean, there's a hierarchy of vulnerability that I think really needs to be pressed in across Auckland Transport, across local boards, where the most vulnerable people are pedestrians. And then, or kids, really. Yeah. And then people on bikes, and then people in cars are just, you know, they're in mobile, heavy mobile shields. So,
And they feel invulnerable, don't they?
Yeah. And so I feel like, you know, if we were to shift so that all of our streets, all of our roads, just automatically, whenever anything went in, you had footpaths and then you had cycle lanes just as policy.
We see that in some places in Europe, biking culture is so much stronger for it. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to infrastructure in some ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think just, you know, a lot of people make excuses on Waiheke about, oh, there's so many hills, you know, people aren't going to cycle. But come summer, there are so many cyclists on Waiheke and so many people who aren't used to cycling on the island, obviously, because they're tourists and they're all over the place, and people complain about them being all over the place. And the reason they're all over the place is they don't have either a demarcated place to cycle or, you know, a good place to cycle.
Yeah.
And so if they did, there would be a lot less frustration from everyone, because cyclists don't like to feel like they're about to be hit by a car. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're not actually playing dodge with you, are they?
Yeah, I'm not playing chicken with a car from behind.
No, that's right.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the whole e-bike revolution. A good thing that it's got a whole lot of people onto bikes and out into nature and so on. Perhaps not quite the same fitness results, but a good thing overall, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think anything that gets people more engaged with their environment in a transport way. You know, you can't be on your phone when you're biking, e-bike or not. You know, if you get there, you get places faster on an e-bike. Absolutely. You know, I don't have an e-bike. I've only ridden one a couple times. It was really fun. You can go pretty fast. So you've got to be a little careful. But, you know, anything that gets people on bikes, I think is great.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I feel like once you're engaged in riding a bike. People used to love riding bikes everywhere, and I think we've really forgotten that. I think if you talk to most people on Waiheke, they'll say, oh, I used to ride a bike to school. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at somebody like that. Yeah. I used to love bikes when I was young, but somehow they fell out of my life, and, you know.
Yeah, and it's you know, if we had streets to ride bikes on, more people would do it.
Some people ride to the ferry every day, e-bike or not, take the bike over to town, ride to work, ride back, ride home. It's a whole sort of lifestyle and culture. you want to see more people doing that? Do we need better bike storage on the ferries?
That would be great. Bike storage, some kind of bike storage, something where you know that your bike isn't going to fall apart in a year because of all the rust. I mean, I guess that's, you know, I don't know if that's Fuller's responsibility or my responsibility, but it would be Fuller's responsibility to provide more space for bikes.
Yeah.
Because I think that bikes are on the increase. So come summer, Fuller's is very cluttered with bicycles.
Mm. Well, of course, climate strikes this week and everything, and I'm talking 11 o'clock to Presley Cox from who organized the Waiheke student climate strike yesterday. Presley's actually lost his voice from all the shouting, so he may or may not be able to be very communicative today, but he's coming in and we're going to see how it goes. So we want people on bikes for environmental reasons. Are the authorities... We'll come back to the lovely Waiheke Festival in a sec, but I just want to finish on this political note first. Are our authorities really supporting us, supporting the community desire for non-emission transport, for you know, healthy cycling? There is a huge community movement for it. Everywhere around the world, cycling is going up phenomenally. But do New Zealand authorities really appreciate their responsibilities here?
That's a good question. I feel that there are a lot of decisions that are made by people who have never actually engaged. So if people are making decisions about climate change and if people are making decisions about transportation, I feel that all of these people should actually spend some time on a bicycle so they can make informed decisions about how people get around on bicycles, and they can see the need for bike lanes, etc. I don't think that there's enough teeth behind a lot of decision making that I've seen. I think there's not enough teeth behind this this magical, mystical zero carbon legislation. You know, all this. You know, there's not even emissions controls on cars in New Zealand. I'm going a little bit, but there's no. You don't even check your car for smog. The only thing that I mean, there's no smog per se. Well, I guess there is maybe in Christchurch,
but you can see it.
There's no one doing anything about it. You can't have carbon net zero. It's a bunch of shit. Yeah. If you don't have anyone acting on that, no one's talking about anything with cars.
I remember at least 15 years ago there was a move to get emissions testing as part of the Warrant of Fitness. Mm. There was a lot of push on the minister at the time, and she just, in my view, didn't achieve that. She pulled out. This was
It hasn't been achieved.
No.
So no, she didn't. It's not just your view.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. Quite right. But in my view, it was weakness.
It's an absolute weakness. Mm. You know, when I'm cycling, I mean, we're on Waiheke. We're on this place, this beautiful island, and the buses that are sent to Waiheke for our public transport are buses that have been sent to die.
Yeah.
But we're still using them on Waiheke.
Absolutely.
You know,
electric buses next year.
Well, two.
Oh, okay. You know more than me. I thought it was the whole fleet.
Wow. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Let's
Here's hope. I live in hope. You have to live in hope right
you
now.
You certainly do.
Hope in action. Live in hope, but hope isn't enough.
So just to return and finish up on the festival, what should people be doing now? They've got a month to get fit.
we're not timing anyone.
No, but we should be pulling the bikes out of the back of the garage.
Absolutely.
Oiling them up, tightening the chain, pumping up the tires, checking the brakes and getting ready for the Waiheke Cycling Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be so great to be out on the roads with lots of other people who haven't done it for a while, who have done it, to know that there are lots of others like you that are going to be on bikes.
Yeah. Let's dominate the roads.
Yeah, we're not closing it down like I had hoped. way to Onatungi, but that was the initial idea a year and a half ago. Yeah,
wow.
halfway across, so people could be safely getting all the way to Onatungi and back.
Wow.
Auckland Transport, I think, thought that everyone was going to die with that plan, even though that happens in most parts of the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, Auckland small steps, and hopefully in a couple of years, that's what we'll be doing.
How brilliant. Let's keep it going.